Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do want you to call right now at 844-322-2742. We want to get to as many of your questions as we possibly can on today's broadcast. I know there are many questions out there about how to handle this particular pandemic that all of us are going through right now, how to handle the fear, the anxiety, what tomorrow might bring. So if you have a question, go ahead and pose it right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. My name is Bob Christopher, and we certainly welcome you to the Basic Gospel broadcast today. Wanted to read this passage out of the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, and this is such a timely passage. It's always a timely passage, but it's good to be reminded of these words from the Apostle Paul. He writes this, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So after 11 chapters of talking about the mercy of God that's been poured out to us through the person and work of Jesus Christ, he says, based on that mercy, I'm going to appeal to you. And here's the appeal, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual act of worship, or our spiritual service. So what do we do on a day-to-day basis? How do we handle life that comes our way? How do we handle the adverse circumstances and the trials and tribulations that we go through living here on planet Earth? Well, we do so based on the mercies of God that have been given to us in Christ Jesus. And so we offer our bodies to Him and we say, Lord, whatever is happening in this world, we want you to live in and through us. So we're offering ourselves to you so that you can manifest yourself, your presence out there in the world today. And then he goes on to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, when we have our minds renewed with truth, we see that we don't have to conform to the patterns of this world. We once lived according to the patterns of this world. Our flesh just flowed through the patterns of this world. So we have external pressures. We have the internal pressure of the flesh trying to conform us back to the patterns of this world. But because we've been made new in Christ, because we have died in Christ, we've been buried in Christ, and we have been raised to walk in the newness of life, we don't have to give in to those old patterns. We don't have to give in to those old fleshly desires. We can rise above those and follow the leading of God's Spirit in our lives. And that's what he's calling us to do right now, today, is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, to allow the Spirit of God to renew our minds with truth so that we can discern that the will of God, this life of faith, this living in the newness of life, is good and pleasing and acceptable to us. God already knows it's for our benefit. God already knows it's for our good. It's up to us to discover that. And so as we submit ourselves, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, as we allow our minds to be renewed with the truth, and we allow the Spirit to lead us, and we take that step of faith, and then we take another step of faith, we're going to see that that life of faith is the best. It is absolutely what God has designed for us, and we will recognize that it is good, that is it is acceptable to us, and it is perfect. It is exactly what God had in mind. So I hope these words are of encouragement to you, of help to you, as you try to figure out how to deal with this current crisis, with learning how to shelter at home, learning how to work at home, learning how to maybe find new resources for income and all of those sort of things. Let this particular passage be help and encouragement to you on a day-to-day basis. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We certainly welcome you to the program. Our phone number is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. If you have practical questions, we would love to hear those posed on the broadcast today. If you have biblical questions, if you have a particular passage that is confusing to you, call right now, 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands this month. It is called The Jesus You Can Know. Now, when we know Jesus, when we understand who he is, when we understand his character, his love for us, that's when we start to change. And knowing him is going to be the truth that brings comfort and peace to our souls. And certainly there's a lot of us that need comfort and peace right now. So we want to put this resource in your hands. It's available for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. So go to our website, basicgospel.net. Again, that is basicgospel.net. Click the donate button, follow all the instructions, and be sure to request your copy of The Jesus You Can Know. We will get it into your hands as quickly as we possibly can. Certainly ask that you be patient with us as we try to shelter at home and spend just a little bit of time here in the office during the broadcast, and it's during that time that we get as many of these orders out in the mail as we possibly can. So, but we need your help, and we want to put this resource in your hands. So go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. And click on the donate button, follow the instructions, and request your copy of The Jesus You Can Know. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. The number you can call right now, 844-322-2742. If you have a question that you would like to pose on the broadcast, call that number now, 844-322-2742. Calls are coming in. We're going to go directly to our phone lines and start in Daytona Beach, Florida, and our good friend Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, Bob.
Gosh, it's good to hear your positive voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, considering everything that's going on. I always feel so incredibly blessed because I live on the beach and I work from home, so not much has impacted my life so far. We're doing pretty good in our building here in my condo. There's been no positive coronavirus people here that are saying so. So I truly feel incredibly blessed. But and it's so good to hear your voice, because I just so much have to tell you how your program completely changed my faith and my, my life, really, because, I wasn't taught the grace message growing up, and I never felt like I was a good Christian, so to speak, quote, because I didn't look like the typical Christian. And I didn't really follow the typical Christian walk, like going to church. And, I always believed in Jesus. And I knew that he was, I always instinctively felt like God was always good. But I just it didn't coincide with kind of what I was taught as a young girl. And this your program, I've been listening to it for 10 years. It completely changed my life. But I still struggle with that perception of what a, quote, good Christian looks like and acts like, you know, I struggle with it, although, you know, I always come back to the teaching of grace and how much God loves me, and I'm probably beating myself up, you know, needlessly, because he's probably laughing up there and saying, would you stop? I love you. And I'm so grateful for that knowledge, but I think that my heart hasn't caught up, and the enemy definitely does work on me in that way. But again, I love you, and I love Gina, and I'm so happy that I got to meet you guys in Israel, and I'm so grateful for all that you do and spread this message. Thank you so much,
Christina. But that is a great question, and really the problem is these minds of ours. It's how we think. Our hearts have been made new, and our hearts, our spirits, our human spirits have been joined with God's Holy Spirit. So there's a union that has happened there. And it's that union that God's Spirit works through our human spirit to start to inform our mind with the truth. And so this renewing of the mind is the process. And we have the ability to take in information from the world. We have the ability to dwell on kind of the past ways that we thought, those old thinking habits. And when we do, some of those same old negative feelings start to come back. So it's these minds of ours, Christina, that need to be renewed. And that's what the Word of God is all about. And that's what the Spirit of God is doing inside of us, is bringing truth to these minds of ours so that we can dispel the error that is out there in the world. And that's a lifelong process. We're all in that process. So we're all at times going to have some measure of doubt. We're all going to think in a crisis situation, hey, what did I do wrong to bring this on? And it's these minds of ours that need to be corrected, that need to be brought back into alignment with the truth. And that's why we need one another. That's why we need the Word of God. That's why we need to rely on the Spirit of God to keep this renewal process going. And then the Spirit of God giving us the courage, the very courage of God, to take that step of faith and move forward and say, hey, I'm going to believe in spite of what I feel. I'm going to believe that all my sins have been forgiven. I'm going to believe that God has made me right in his sight by giving me the very righteousness of his Son. I'm going to believe that I truly have been made alive together with Christ, and that God's Spirit is living inside of me. And as we start to take that step of faith and say, yes, I'm believing this, then our minds start to kind of catch up or get aligned with what's going on inside of our hearts, that union of God's Spirit and our spirit, and we get to experience this abundant life. So that's the process. That's what every Christian is going through. And we're all in that same journey. That's why we need one another.
Right. And you know where my struggle, because I love so many people who were brought up the same way I was brought up, in a faith that really did not teach the grace of God. But I'm fearful, I guess, because I know that I don't want to start any. Sometimes I feel like, do I need to let these people go? And of course I don't. I can't, because I love them, but trying to tell them the truth usually sparks, conflict, and I don't want to have conflict with
absolutely.
People. And
well, that's what you do. You just share the love of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, and leave the results to God. You can't control outcomes. So all you can do is put the truth out there and as clearly as you possibly can in the power of the Holy Spirit. That means you're giving it out there in a spirit of love and concern and care, and then you really you leave the results in God's hands. That's how you do it.
Amen. Thank you, Bob.
Well, great to hear from you, Christina, and keep those pictures of Daytona Beach popping up on Facebook. That does my soul good. Love to see those.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Christina.
You. Say hi to Gina.
I sure
Thank
will.
You.
Bye-bye. Thanks Bye-bye. For your call. Well, let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Hector, who's listening to us on The Word today. Hi, Hector.
Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Well, doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir. And I just want to I have some scriptures here. I just want to read four of them. It's in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4.
Yes.
Starting at verse 16, if you could just break these down. It says, the Word of God says, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will the end be of those who not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Thank you and God bless.
Well, thank you, Hector. Did you have a question about that or just wanted to read that?
No, I wanted you to kind of explain that to
okay.
me so
okay.
we can better understand it.
Okay. Well, the context, and again, context is key to really understanding any Bible passage. And if you just look that judgment is going to begin at the household of God, that's a very scary passage. And one that pushes the fear button inside of us. And we're thinking, well, what is that judgment going to be? And how are we going to hold up? Will we get through it? And what if we don't get through it? What does that mean? Will we lose our salvation? So all these questions can pop up if we just read that phrase, let judgment begin at the household of God. But the context is suffering as a Christian. So this whole book of 1 Peter is written to prepare the minds and the hearts of believers for the suffering that they are going to endure living as believers in this world. And so the judgment is the suffering, and the judgment is from the world. They are judging us for being different than what they are. The fact that we've been made alive in Jesus Christ, that we have crossed over from death to life. So his conclusion is, therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. So we should continue living as believers out there in the world. We should continue to love as God in Christ has loved us, to forgive as God in Christ has forgiven us, to accept as God in Christ has accepted us, and recognize that in doing so, that the world is going to judge us, the world is going to persecute us, the world is going to bring all kinds of suffering our way, but let's just continue, and while that happens, let's entrust our souls to the faithful Creator. Let's entrust our souls, just as Jesus did. He left that as an example for us. He entrusted his soul to the Father. So in the same way, let us entrust our souls to him. So the suffering is what we're going to experience as believers in Christ, and let's recognize that that's going to come our way. And so, therefore, let's prepare our minds, let's be sober-minded, and be ready to trust the Lord day in and day out. Does that make sense, Hector?
Very much. I so much thank you, Bob.
Well, you
thank you, and I just pray for those who were listening to these scriptures and that particular scripture. It just touched their hearts and just encouraged them even more. I thank you because it encouraged me.
Well, thank you, Hector. Thanks for your great question today, and God bless you. Continue to look to him in all things, the author and perfecter of your faith, my friend.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, well, let's quickly go to Billy listening to us in Atlanta, Georgia on WDWD. Hi, Billy.
Hey, I was just wondering, there was a program that comes on after you. It just started in Atlanta called The Narrow Path, The Narrow Pathway. Do you know anything about that program?
I do not. First time I've ever heard of that particular ministry or that particular program. So I don't know anything about it, so I can't really comment on it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Billy. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it, and thanks for listening to us on WDWD. This is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We just have a couple of minutes left on the broadcast today. If you have a quick question, call 844-322-2742. Just a reminder, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on gifts from faithful friends throughout the United States and really around the world. And if you can help us at this particular time, we greatly need your help to continue sharing the good news. And certainly people all around the world need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. They need to hear the assurance that he loves them and that he is with them through thick and thin. So if you can help us right now, we would greatly appreciate your most generous gift. Go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click on the donate button and follow all the instructions and give your most generous gift so that we can continue to broadcast this good news to as many people as we possibly can. In the meantime, we're going to answer this question that came in overnight from Joanne in Arizona.
Hello, this is Joanne in Arizona. I have a question. If God said, when two or more are gathered in my name, there am I, if people today pray to turn from fear to faith and ask God to bring well-being to this planet, to the people, the animals, the creatures on the planet, can we shift the energy from fear to faith today? Thank you. Bye.
Well, Joanne, that is a great question, and it really gets down to this. Will prayer change the current circumstances? And, you know, we could all gather and pray and pray against this coronavirus, and then we would just have to trust the Lord to see what's going to happen. We do know that at some point, this virus is going to start to kind of go away, diminish. The number of cases is going to start to decrease and be on the decline. That's just the nature of a virus. We've seen that throughout human history. Now, does prayer bring that about? You know, yes, possibly. But here's what I want us to focus on, Joanne. Is prayer is something that changes us more than it does the circumstances that we're in. We pray because we finally come to a point and say, instead of trying to figure out a solution on our own, instead of relying on our own human wisdom, our own human ingenuity, our own human effort, we want to entrust this into the hands of God. And when we do, something happens inside. So we need to, as believers of Christ, instead of succumb to the fear and panic that's out there in the world, to approach this with fear or with faith in Jesus Christ. And as we do, and as the world watches on, then we can start changing the way other people approach the circumstance as well. And that's going to be a huge benefit. If we can all approach this with a sense of calm, with a sense of assurance, knowing that God is bigger than the problem, then that's going to change how we act and behave one toward another in our day-to-day experience. Well, Joanne, I hope that helps. That was a great question, a fantastic question. Thank you all for participating in today's broadcast. For the entire Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Christopher. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition. Andrew Farley will be with us, and we will again take your questions about faith and life in Jesus Christ. We'll see you then.